John is the 18, as I said earlier. This is Woods away, Brooks on. Tedesco comes in, speeds into a gap, puts the head back, gets it away, over the top to Suli. Suli comes to Burgess, Burgess to Brooks, and Luke Brooks has gone in. The Holy Cross boys have got a double.
Yeah, it's just kids in the park playing in the rain, having a good time. All smiles, all jubilation.
Well, the head kid in the park was Aaron Woods. He would have been delighted with that effort. 6 tries to 4. It was pretty comprehensive. But next up, they're going to be facing a desperate Panthers team. That's going to be Campbelltown Sports Ground. Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. will be the kickoff. And Woodsy joins us now. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Hey, firstly, what about the cricket last night, mate? It was good viewing, wasn't it?
Good viewing, but I was absolutely shattered, mate.
I know.
Can't believe we had that slip.
We should have got there.
Oh, mate, you know, I just wanted to see Virat Kohli's face after we get up 2-0 when they said they're winning a bit 4-0 in the series, but I was filthy, mate. I was shattered.
Hey, Woodsy, when you watch that, do you reckon someone like Kohli, did he overstep the mark?
Nah, it's just passion. I love it. I reckon it's the best. You know, it's part of sport, you know. He's like that on the field, and I reckon he's a really good competitor. He's one of the, he's just a freak of nature, but you know, I think you probably shouldn't have said a couple of things in the presser after the game and just leave it on the field.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, mate. I love seeing that. It's too bland sometimes, so you see it fire up. It's good stuff, mate. You guys fired up. What a terrific start.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, you want to start the season on a high, and we didn't predict that scoreline. We thought it would have been a real, real tight game, but the way we came out and performed, you know, it was a bit wet, but we still wanted to throw the footy around a bit and ask South a few questions for their defensive line. And, you know, it stuck for us. And a big rap for Mitchell, Luke, Teddy, and young Matty McCurick, our hooker. They were our spine, and I thought they led us around really well.
Aaron, do you feel those guys, those young guys you've mentioned, have grown even from, you know, the end of last year to this year? As in their ability to run a show?
Yeah, 100%. I think they've just got, it's pretty much just taken more of a leadership role, and, you know, that they're our go-to men now, and I think they believe it and they know it now. Whereas before we'd have the likes of, you know, Robbie Farrers and Benji Marshalls to direct the side. Now they know it's their side, and what happens, where we're going to be on the field is solely up to them. So they're the ones who've got to take control. Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those situations, mate, you've done all the pre-season, because we saw some poor performances from teams as well on the weekend, but you don't quite know where you're at, so when it clicks, it's a bit of a relief?
Yeah, definitely. I think I don't really take too much out of the first 5 rounds. You know, everyone's just getting the match fitness. As you said, some teams come out and perform really well round one, and, you know, we're playing against the Penrith side that got touched up by the Dragons, so they'll be looking to rectify that this Sunday. And, you know, I think that'll be a very tough one for us, because they're going to come out all firing. Their backs are against the wall, obviously, with a bit of media talk throughout the week. And, you know, there's one way to shut everybody up is by playing good footy. So, yeah, I don't really take too much out of the first few rounds. I think it's more just, you know, you just got to hold the ball and complete your sets, and that's how you get most of your wins early on.
Well, I don't think defence can go out the window either, Aaron, this weekend, because, you know, Penrith want to use the ball. They were the entertainers of last season. You guys love to use the ball as well, but you've got to defend at the same time. You don't want to get into a touch footy battle.
Well, you know that Penrith, they're likely to put 40 on anybody in the space of 20, 30 minutes. So, yeah, I think it's a big focus for our defence this week. You know, blokes like Bryce Cartwright, he comes up with 6 or 7 offloads a game. Young Cleary and Tamari Martin, their halves are really good players. But even Leilani Latu is a front rower. He plays a bit of footy as well. So, mate, they've got attacking prowess all over the field. So it's going to be one of those games where you can't take your mind off the job for 1 second. So it's a massive focus for us going in this Sunday and just completing when we have the ball. And just, we turned over too much ball last week. We only completed 65%. So if we can hold the ball and build a bit more pressure as well at the same time, and then they've got to make the tackles, I think it'll be a very interesting game.
Do you attack their right edge, Aaron? I mean, Bryce missed 7 tackles on that edge for the Panthers. Is that where you go to?
Oh, I don't want to give away too much now, TK, mate. but look, obviously, we're back in training today. We had a light one on Monday, and we'll do a bit of video on the Panthers today. And JT will let us know what he thinks. And, you know, obviously, our halves and our spine will give him feedback on what they think as well at the same time. And I think we'll come to a conclusion of where we'll be defending, attacking.
And, Woodsy, we've got an SMS here, and Andy wants to know about young Suli. I know he dropped his first touch the other day, but he showed some brilliance, I thought.
He was good after that.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I thought he was hard done by in the first couple. Obviously, you know, the Souths were going to get stuck into him being a kid. And there was a few hands on the ball, but young Moses, it didn't faze him one single bit. He just put his head down and just ran back to the wing. And once we got the ball again, he'd come back in and ready to charge up, mate. He was he's a big lad, too. He's only 18, turning 19, and he's got these massive tree trunk of legs. And he just loves getting in and getting involved and getting his hand on the ball as much as possible. And to credit to himself, he didn't put his head down. He just went and worked harder and got himself more involved in the game. And I think he set up a couple of tries and scored on himself. So it was a really, really good honour for him to get that piece of performance.
Aaron, I know it's not your club, mate, but you know what it's like to have a star player sometimes at odds with management and also with the senior playing group. And you've played with Jared. You know how spectacular an athlete he is.
I wouldn't know about that at all, mate.
Every week last year. Mate, it can be a distraction, can't it?
Yeah, look, I'll play with Jared. He's quite a unique character, but some of the things I've seen him do on a football field is ridiculous. I reckon the way you got to treat some of the young guys coming through, and, you know, they're a lot different. Some guys like to be loved a bit more. Some like to cop a spray just to keep them honest. It's just all different types of personalities, and you want Jared playing at his absolute best because, as you said, that 2014 Origin series, I've never seen a player do that many things in an Origin game, let alone an NRL game, you know what I mean? Mm. So I don't know what he's done too much up there. I've heard he's got a fine and that, but he's just a different character and you just got to know how to treat them. But at the same time, he's got to buy into what the boys are doing as well. You can't just go and do your own thing. And, you know, that's what the team's there. It's not just an individual sport. It's a group activity. So it's a tough one. It's a hard one. But, yeah, I think he's just sort of probably maybe buy into it a little bit more and just show he's a bit more focused at training.
Do you like being loved, mate, or do you cop the spray?
I cop the sprays, mate. I grew up with freaking Toddy Payton and Bryce Hughes and Galloway, mate. Every day was like just ducking and weaving for comments.
Good on you, Aaron. Thank you, mate. We'll play. Good luck this weekend.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, mate.